Rome is listening to Good Morning Rome with Elizabeth Davis. Weekday morning, 7 to 9 on Talk Radio, WLAQ AM 1410 and the new 96.9 FM.
All right, we're rolling right along on this Friday morning. And we've got a couple more guests in the studio this segment. Matter of fact, right now, we are live on Facebook. So if you happen to be online, you want to join us that way, you can do that. And we're going to prove this segment that blondes do indeed have more fun.
Absolutely we do.
Even if it's not 100% natural.
Carrie Edge is here. She is with Elevation House. She is the executive director of that organization. We've also got Leslie Pearson representing the Exchange Club Family Resource Center. And Leslie, I know you're pretty new with that organization. What is your post?
Right now, I'm on the executive board as secretary. So mm-hmm. I have sort of a supporting role to the director, and I am at all the meetings and take the minutes and just try to be a supporting role for her. And I'm also chairman of the marketing committee. So we're really trying to get the word out about Family Resource Center and engage the community. And so that's what our committee works on.
Awesome. Awesome. We need to wave at the camera for all our Facebook people out there. And so you guys are in line to potentially receive each a $25,000 grant from State Farm via their Neighborhood Assist Program. Tell me a little bit about that program and how you ended up in the running for this grant.
So Matt Medley with State Farm sent out the fateful email. I think he solicited some other organizations, realtors, et cetera, to determine what nonprofits to send it out to. And he shared that he sent it to about 20 to 30. And Elevation House was not actually in that initial. Mine was forwarded by Nami Rome, who said, we're not going to do it. We don't have that kind of overhead, but maybe this is something you want to do. I think I got it 2 days before our grand opening. We opened June the 3rd. And I said, oh, this is a long shot. I mean, this is national, guys. So for the two organizations to be here from the same community, getting that grant together was some hustle. I did a lot of cutting and pasting so that you could click the submission. It had to be in on the 6th, and you had to be one of the first 2,000 submissions. And then from there, a review committee with State Farm narrowed it down to 200. And they said, okay, now 200. We got 2 weeks ago, got the notification. And now 200, you guys have to go and compete to be one of the top 40 vote getters across the country. Wow. And so there's two here in Rome, Floyd. And so immediately Matt was, let's come together. And we said, yes, let's bombard our local media. Let's have it one concerted effort to just put it out there to everybody that we can. Because Rome, Floyd, we need everybody to vote. You can split. You get 10 votes allotted to you every single day.
Right.
And you can give five to each. And that will help us so much to keep moving up that leaderboard that we're watching every single day.
Awesome.
So.
And where do they cast their vote?
So you can go to neighborhoodassist.com. That's neighborhoodassist.com. And then what you'll do is you'll look for State of Georgia. And then you can type in Elevation House. And you can type in, I think it's Successful Families, the title for Resource Family or Family Resource Center. Type it in, find the organization, scroll down to the bottom. Don't click vote automatically because that will cast all 10 of your votes for whichever one. You want to be able to allot those votes. So go all the way down to the bottom where it gives you the option to allot your votes. Put five for each organization. It takes like literally a matter of seconds.
Super easy voting process, which
they've made it so simple. Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to think about it. I do it before I have coffee in the morning, Elizabeth. And you and I know we talk about the coffee. You got to have it. But I can even do it before coffee. So it's easy and it's worth it. It means $50,000 coming into our community. And we know that every nonprofit is doing very valuable things for Rome, Floyd, and it's hard to get that dollar. So for our community to be able to get the money to come from the outside in, what a benefit that is to our community. And I know for Elevation House, as a fledgling organization, as the only clubhouse in the state of Georgia, I feel like we're doing this for every clubhouse that could ever be in the state of Georgia.
Awesome.
We're doing this for our members to get their lives back, and they're doing it to help prevent child abuse and help parents become everything they need to be as a parent of five. I needed some parenting classes myself. I mean, I'm not going to lie. They don't come with like an instruction manual or anything when they're born.
They don't.
Oh, that's man. True. So let's talk a little more specifically about what your organizations do. I know I've had Tina with the FRC on. Carrie, you've been on this program a number of times, but for folks who may not have heard our previous interviews, we'll start with you, Carrie. Tell us what Elevation House does.
So Elevation House, we work with adults that are living with mental illness, and we help them go from a place of just surviving in life to truly thriving in life by providing them opportunities for employment, education, assistance with housing, health and well-being programs, and also to defeat social isolation by coming to a community where people have a lived experience and they can share with each other. And the impact that we've had just since June the 3rd has been amazing. We just see literally lives being changed.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's talk about the FRC.
So the Family Resource Center, like Harry said, we are trying to prevent child abuse. We are referred families that might be at risk for child abuse. And so we go in with our Exchange Parent Aid program, and we actually send our parent aides into the homes. We go out into the community, into the homes of these families that are struggling, and we provide support to them, whether that's educational classes, resources, helping them set up a family schedule and a discipline plan that's healthy. It's just a huge support system that comes to these families that are overwhelmed. Often they're just burdened. They don't know how to handle the stressors, multiple children, and they're struggling, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, they need somebody to come in and help. That's what we do. And our goal, like I said, is to just stabilize that family, make it strong, make it healthy. So that's what we do.
Awesome. Now, let's say you each win a $25,000 grant.
When you win
from the Neighborhood Assist Program, how will you use that money?
For us, it is tremendous. It is literally about 1/5 of our first year budget. This is our first year. We're going to use it as matching funds. And for us, each $5,000 equals one full year of recovery for an individual. So that means from everything from helping them to go back to work, because I was sharing with Leslie, 85% are unemployed, but all 85% of our members want to be employed. Mm-hmm. So it helps us to be able to provide those resources for them to get off the bench and get back into the game of life like they want to. Yeah. So we will use it as matching. We're about to kick off our campaign, and I plugged our special event, which is about to be released soon. So I need to be back on the air.
Yes, we can make it happen.
But it's matching funds. It's funds coming outside in that are just, it's going to help bolster first year.
Carrie, with all the different experience with the different organizations you work with, you've kind of become a media darling over the last few years. Anyway, how will the FRC use money raised if they get
that? So right now, we really are going to try to put that money into providing more parenting education classes. We've got just a demand right now that we can't meet with the resources that we have. So we're hoping to really plug that in there and then just develop more resources for our families.
Awesome. And you guys have a big fundraising event coming up tomorrow.
We do.
The annual
Clock Tower Race. Yeah. I know. I wish I liked to run. I don't. But I'm
if you're running, something's chasing you, right?
Yeah. I won't run if there's a bear chasing
me. And I'll walk fast, but there will be no running. But yeah, we're excited about that. That's usually a great fundraiser.
You know, everybody does races. Yes. Somebody needs to do a speed walking tournament.
Yeah.
Oh. That would be good. There'd be a lot of us that wouldn't necessarily want to run, but we would speed walk.
Yes.
Do it in the air conditioning. Yeah.
Have a few breaks on the way.
You know.
Starbucks.
You know. Yeah. How about a yoga competition or something where you just like stretch? Yeah. I don't know how that would work.
I had a guy on here yesterday was telling me, and I know you guys do, the FRC does this, a bowling tournament.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yes. I've bowled in their tournament. Mm-hmm. It is fun. Our next social is going to be bowling. Maybe we could do like a joint collaborative.
That's a great one.
Well, hey, if y'all can't wait till November and the FRC bowling tournament, I just want to let you know, Floyd Training and Service Center. They've got one coming up at the beginning of September. You might want to.
Oh,
I think
awesome.
It's the day after Labor Day is what I was told.
Okay.
So You might want to find out about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Go bowling.
That's why I love Elizabeth. She's such a source of everything that's community and Ron Floyd.
People get information into us, and it's just our job.
It's awesome, and this is the way it happens. This is how we get the information out for people to support things like this, because otherwise people wouldn't know this is going on.
So you talked about bombarding the public via local media to get them to cast their ballots and neighborhood assist. If you don't mind, once again, we've got a couple of minutes. One more plug.
Simple, easy. Go to neighborhoodassist.com, type in the state of Georgia, and look for our two programs. Click the program, scroll all the way to the bottom, let it know you want to allot your 5 votes for Elevation House and you want to allot your 5 votes for the Family Resource Center. Click it, and that's it.
Done.
Click it.
Simple enough.
Click
Simple
it.
Enough.
2 seconds. I mean, how do you make... I haven't figured out how to make $25,000 in less than 2 minutes.
Oh, man.
But with Roman Floyd giving us 2 minutes every day, it's 10 days total. That's 20 minutes out of your lifetime. I mean, that's more than $1,000 a minute. Man, if I could make that, you know.
That would be awesome. $1,000 a minute. There are some people out there that do it, but I can assure you it's not me.
Rome is such a generous, I mean, they are such
Absolutely.
A generous community. I know that people, if they just have this, okay, this is what you do, I know they want to do it. I know they want to help. So,
awesome. And beyond you just doing it, the big key is to share it. Because, again, there are two nonprofits in the same community.
Share so there, with all your contacts.
You've got to share it outside of your circle mm-hmm. for us both to be able to bring this opportunity home. Let's bring it home.
Yes, yes.
And it's a win it.
Yes. And I want to say this. I want to take a moment, Leslie, because one of the big supporters of the Exchange Club Family Resource Center, longtime member of the Exchange Club, passed away earlier this week. And I just want to take a moment to, you know, remember John Garner.
Yeah.
My first memories of him, honestly, were as a member of the Rome Sailing Club. Did you ever get a chance to meet John?
No. I've met John before,
okay.
Yes.
Well, and I'm sure you know him, or you knew him, Leslie. But I've known him since I was a kid. And it's sad. Yeah. So definitely our thoughts and prayers are with his family. And rest
Absolutely.
In peace, John Garner.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
We've been chatting over the last few minutes with Leslie Pearson. She is with the Exchange Club Family Resource Center. Also, Carrie Edge has been here. She is the executive director of Elevation House. Y'all go cast your ballots now for these organizations in State Please. Farm's Neighborhood Assist Program. Help them win a $25,000 grant.
Yes. 25 apiece.
25. We could bring, we could bring $50,000.
Wow.
To this community for local nonprofits. So, and all you got to do is vote. So, I'd encourage our listeners to do that today. I'll do that when I get off work today.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
Elizabeth.
Thanks for having us.
Happy
yeah.
to do it. Happy to do it. And I hope y'all have, man, it's Friday.
It's yes. Friday.
Friday. That is absolutely right. I hope y'all have an absolutely fantastic
you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.